This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. The program is yours. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Got it? 800-228-0550. Email kfyrclearchannel.com. You can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, to follow us on Facebook and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and let us know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. Steve is trying to tell me something. Sorry.
We never got into what's on your mind. This kind of took off with the invasion of our privacy with Verizon. But what is on your mind this morning, Scott?
And Verizon's story has sparked a lot of interest in rolling to chat about it. I did notice during the break that today, coincidentally, is the anniversary date. 64 years ago today, 1984 was published. So Big Brother is watching, being your big worry over this Verizon story. It doesn't worry me as much as long as it lawfully is being employed, and it isn't about a fishing expedition for anything other than finding bad guys, getting terrorists.
It's a little Orwellian, and my biggest problem is, where does it stop? Once you start down that road, where does it end? Because it's the government. You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile.
To answer your question, what is on my mind is it's changed a little bit because I'm wrapped up in this Verizon story a little bit, and the feedback from the majority of our listeners is very concerned about it. That concerns me for our great country, our great state, that it is consuming too much oxygen today. The folks saying that government can go this bad. Government's to blame for a lot of things that's wrong. So I understand the animosity. What was on my mind to start the program was, why does Walmart attract controversy? Do you have a problem? I have a Walmart within spitting distance of our house. Not literally spitting distance, but within a mile, and that's great. It's fine. I think Walmart's good, but everywhere they go, if you haven't followed this, some folks in Minot are upset about the proposed location for a new Walmart. Why? In their case, I guess it's traffic. Other times it's, we don't like Walmart because they're not union. And, a lot of the environmentalists don't like Walmart because they see
last time I checked, North Dakota was a right-to-work state, wasn't it?
I don't know. I have no problem with Walmart, and I don't understand why. So my question is, do you have a problem if Walmart wants to come to your neighborhood? You let us know. So that's what's on my mind. But
it's rather ironic. It's ironic, though, Scott, that some people are complaining about it when they had a difficult time getting to the south side of Minot during the flooding episode that they had. They couldn't get across town to get the supplies that they needed. Wouldn't it be awfully nice to have one right down the street, not divided by a river?
And if folks up in Minot are wanting to weigh in on either side of that issue, let us know. But just in general, do you have a problem if Walmart decides to locate in your neck of the woods? Lefties generally don't like Walmarts, and it's generally because they see Walmart as big, bad business. But guess what Walmart does? Sells a lot of stuff for cheap. So I never understand why, folks that would find themselves on the lefty side of the aisle wouldn't say, hey, this is great. Here's a company that allows folks that are the poorest among us to buy things they couldn't otherwise afford. So, on the other hand, look, if I have an option between a locally owned bricks and mortar Main Street kind of business, I'm going to go in there and get a different level of service. So I tend to, like the local folks better, but don't join the crowd that just hates Walmart because they're big. Anyway, let's get to the phones. Bob and Grand Forks, first to go. Tell us what's on your mind, Bob.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Steve. I'll tell you what's on my mind. It's got a lot of things that you guys are talking about this morning. I called to talk particularly about the weather, but that caller that called in right before the break there, that guy's spot on. There's a lot of documentation and proof that proves exactly what that caller was talking about. The memo from Homeland Security, Jan Napolitano, classifying all these different people as possible terrorist threats. It's ridiculous. And then all the monitoring, surveillance, and it's just getting out of hand. But, Infowars.com, Alex Jones has that show, Infowars.com, and he's got all this documentation and proof that, since the 60s or so, the government has been doing research and development in weather modification and weather control, and it coincides, has a lot to do with the HARP antenna array up in Alaska. And I would like our congressman to do a little bit of research and find out what's going on with these chemical trails that these high-altitude jets are flying over, like there's no air traffic today at all. these major airports, you know, they have set flights and set routes and stuff. But, you know, today there's not an aircraft in the sky. But you go by a couple of days now and you'll see these jets flying across the sky, and their trails will go from horizon to horizon. They don't disappear like regular condensation trails. Now, it's not just because of the altitude or the temperature. They're flying at the same altitude. And there's been a group of researchers that on top of Mount Hood researched snow, and what they're spraying is aluminum, strontium, and barium. And then they blast, they do like tic-tac-toes in the sky. And these trails will expand. Next thing you know, it's a completely hazy, cloudy day. And then they blast that high altitude, high atmospheric ionosphere up there with the Harper ray. And they are able to manipulate the water molecules. They attach themselves to these chemicals that they're spraying, and they can literally manipulate the jet stream and these trails or the storm tracks that go across the United States. And I really think it has a lot to do with our weather that's going on today, why we get so much rain in North Dakota. The farmers are in such despair right now. If you research, do a Google search on chemtrails, you type in C-H-E-M. You won't even finish the entire word, and you'll be amazed at how many hits you'll get on chemtrails.
C-H-D-M?
C-H-E-M.
Like chemical.
Chem, like chemical. And we've had calls about this before, people that have seen them. Give me your sense of who's behind it. What's the theory? Why would you want to manipulate the weather? What is the intention here?
Well, the intention, obviously, in the very beginning of their research back in the 60s when they started all this, and this is all documented proof now, is to be able to manipulate the weather for, you know, as far as invasions or enemies or, you know, overseas wars and stuff like that. And the only bad part about it is, you know, Russia and China have the same technology, but our government or whoever is behind this, because these aircraft have absolutely no markings on them whatsoever. They've been eyeballed with telescopes, high power telescopes. They're watching these. They track them, and they are spraying. These are not trails that are coming out of the engine exhaust. These are 100% spraying that they're doing. They're doing it all across the United States. In fact, in different areas of the world, they particularly hit California and the East Coast the West Coast very hard. And now they're moving their way into the Midwest. Now, I'm telling you, most people don't look up in the skies very often. They don't pay attention to what's going on above them. But if you just keep an eye on the skies, you'll see these jets. And by golly, you'll see a regular commercial airliner flying in similar proximity to them. And their condensation trail, their contrail, is disappearing after so many thousands of yards past the aircraft. But these other trails now, I'm not kidding you, they go from horizon to horizon, and then they fan out. They don't dissipate. They fan out. And like I said, these researchers have done snow samples up on top of Mount Hood and places like that, and they're spraying strontium, barium, and aluminum. And that's just one of the reasons why I called today, because it's one of the topics you guys are going to discuss is the weather. And, I mean, this is just unprecedented, and they're doing it more and more and more. And, you know, several days or a couple days after they do that spraying, I've noticed a lot of respiratory irritations start springing up all over the place.
Well, Bob, appreciate the call.
Googling.
Well, yeah, there's plenty out there. I mean, the argument, and I've seen this stuff before, the argument is whether or not it's just natural. They're normal, what they would call contrails, or whether or not it's being manipulated, and that's the theories that are out there.
Hey, just solved global warming.
Bob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to keep rolling here with lots of folks that want to weigh in. Let us know what's on their mind. He had chemtrails. Let's go to Albert.
Maybe.
Albert's next.
Is it Albert?
Albert is next up in Bismarck. Go ahead, Albert.
Yeah, I just got a personal observation regarding the Verizon issue. You know, I don't know where the consistency is in the government for a simple fact that I don't particularly care to use Verizon or AT&T or any of the established networks. I actually have a prepaid phone, and if you've ever used one of those, when you sign up to use that phone, you have no personal ID information or anything, basically a check mark indicating that you're 18 years and older and able to use that phone responsibly, and that's it. There's no ID. You could type in anybody's name if you did, because you're basically just paying for a service. dollar bill to activate the phone, and the phone is yours.
Well, that's why they refer to those as burn phones. They're not traceable.
Yeah, just use your head a little bit. I mean, if I'm not saying that anybody that has one is, I'm not implying that people that have those are doing wrong things, but if you were thinking in a terrorist state of mind, would you not use a phone like that instead of something that was traceable?
That makes a lot of sense.
I fail to see where the consistency of the government is.
Albert, follow the evidence. That's what I said earlier. Follow the evidence. We're up against the break. Albert, thanks. 718-701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon, and what's on your mind?
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Licky Homes, inviting you to a Licky Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Licky Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Licky Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Licky Homes has a finance package for you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. We want to know what's on your mind. We're going to chat with the folks from the North Dakota State University Extension Service a little bit about the unusual growing season we find ourselves in here. We're unusual in the sense that the calendar is getting later and later and later, and find out what percentage of what crops are in and how things
like
are looking.
Like one of our earlier callers said, praying for a late fall this year.
Yeah, no kidding. Are we ever? Get the crop in and then extend that summer well into the other end of the calendar. That'd be okay. All right, lots of calls waiting. Let's get back to the phone. And by the way, Arthur, an airline pilot, called and said, I've got to address the crazy guy talking about chemtrails. Now, we lost that connection with him, but we don't want to refer to any of our callers as crazy. We obviously welcome all opinions. And
we reserve that right to us.
Yeah, we're the crazy ones here. But anyway, if you have an opinion and you think that is crazy, you know, feel free to share your opinion and say why you think that's something different. That's obviously not a new controversy. And again, I'm not quick to conspiracy theories, but I think it's a Ronald Reagan thing. Trust but verify. But anyway, back to the phones on whatever's on your mind. Bottom of the hour is when we'll check in with the NDSU Extension Service. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Things. I don't watch Alex Jones or listen to him, whatever he is, a TV guy, a radio guy, but I think it was 2010 when Napolitano and the Department of Homeland Security released that memo about if you're a vocal supporter of gun rights or securing our borders or pro-life or a Tea Party, that you're a potential domestic terrorist. So that one's not a conspiracy theory at all. That's a fact. And,
it's stupid, though, isn't it? I mean, ridiculous.
It is stupid.
And would have zero legs. I mean, here's why I don't get worried about it. I don't doubt people think that. I don't doubt Janet Napolitano thinks that, or even for, you know, some of his rhetoric, our current president of the United States. And he's said it, right, during the campaign when he talked about, people that use, guns and the Bible as a crutch or whatever his line was. But the point is, this is the United States of America. Do you think you're going to get anywhere espousing those views? I don't think you are.
Obama will get that way. His followers think that's a good idea. Those people, as far as they're concerned, Obama ought to be able to clean and check your gun safe and see how much ammo you got and what kind of evil rifles you own.
I think
if you don't have a problem with what Verizon's doing, then you're probably the kind of person who doesn't have a problem with somebody coming in and checking your guns in your house on a unscheduled visit. That's my opinion.
Where do you draw the line?
Down, sorry.
Where do you draw the line, Jamie? Where does it stop? That's my biggest question. Where does it stop?
It's not going to stop. It keeps getting worse. Look back 20 years ago to now, or 30 years ago, it's just going to keep getting worse.
Let's get you quickly in on your take on Walmart, and then we'll go to the other callers.
Okay, well, as far as Walmart, people bashing on Walmart, I love Walmart, and most people should, because they're the biggest charitable donor in the entire world. And unions... all unions are the fundraiser to give to people like Obama to get him elected. So I got no use for unions. That's all I got to say about that.
Jamie, thanks for your phone call. Thank you, Jamie. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Jack in Williston, what's on your mind today?
I'm up in Wilton, though, but thank you.
Where are you at today?
I'm in Wilton.
Oh, Wilton. Okay, Wilton.
I was calling on in about the Verizon and everything. And we can thank President Bush Jr. for that. The reason that is because of the protection order. He signed that law that the Privacy Act, you don't have it no more.
You're talking about the Patriot Act, I'll bet, aren't you?
Yes, the Patriot Act. Excuse me, I was wrong. That took away your privacy, though. Now they're trying to do your DNA. And also trying to do, if you get any trouble, DUI or any damn thing, they're trying to make a person take your DNA, and now they want to check all your phone records. We don't have no Patriot Act no more. We can thank President Bush Jr. for that one.
You know, I think it's bipartisan. I'm going to point my fingers at both. And I mean both parties for this. This is something that's been going on for a long time for different reasons, but it's been going on for a long time, and I want a little bit more transparency on this. This isn't right. It doesn't matter which party it is. It's just not right.
I got to get in a question for Jack here before we let him go up there in Wilton. What's making that noise in the background? Is that a bird?
Yeah, that's my cockatiel. He's a sassy little guy.
Does he know you're on the radio right now?
I don't know if he does or not. He usually says pretty birds.
Can you get him to say that for us?
I can probably. Pretty bird. There you go. He just said it. Pretty bird, pretty bird.
He gets shy on us now.
Yeah.
He gets shy on us now. I didn't hear it. Jack, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. By the way, some breaking news on this story today out of Politico. Surveillance court has authorized the National Security Agency to collect phone numbers, but does not allow the government to listen in on anyone's telephone calls unless the NSA makes a separate request. The White House is defending itself against charges it secretly obtained records for Verizon phone calls made in the U.S., arguing that the policy, first reported by Britain's Guardian newspaper last night, is a vital tool in monitoring terrorists and has the approval of all three branches of government, according to a senior administration official. The Foreign Surveillance Court, FISA, they call that, is the court that's authorized it. But anyway, they...
Two words. Unique identifiers. What the hell is that?
Let's go, Jeff in Jamestown. You're next, and then it's Larry and Fargo waiting to weigh in. Go ahead, Jeff.
How do you think the hands of power keep their power? It's with things like this, correct?
Absolutely.
Well,
go back to Nixon with J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar was in for life with the trash he had on everybody. He ruined hundreds of people with the communist threat thing that never found one communist.
Well, walk me through a theory on how who's keeping power with this particular program. I mean, if they say it's about catching terrorists and a vital program that all three branches of government sign off on, you're saying this is how they're keeping power. Just walk me through an example of how they'd use it to keep their power.
Well, I guess they can monitor phone lines and see what people are really talking about, see what groups may be coming together. If this is true, they can launch my phone line, then I want to know what's going on Harry Reid's line, everybody else. And here's the thing to look at. Did anybody in the House or Senate take a pay cut like the rest of us have?
Sequester, right?
I don't know how that connects to the phone records, but, you know.
Well, no, these guys want to keep their power. They don't want to let this go.
Well, I get that. I mean, look, naming a politician that doesn't want to keep their power, right? But I don't know how that means that's why they've got Verizon. That's why you got an executive branch, a House and a Senate, and intelligence leaders and a court saying, yeah, do this because it nets terrorists.
Hey, Jeff, does term limits...
That's the fear, guys. It's the fear factor to get what they want. They want to know what's going on in the public venue, what's really going on. What's
Jeff,
on the surface, that doesn't matter. They want to know what's going on behind the scenes.
Jeff, do term limits alleviate the whole quote-unquote keeping power issue?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well,
but they don't want to give that up. Hey, look at one. Dick Cheney with Halliburton. How rich did this guy become? Come on. Think about it.
Well, is Rich bad? I didn't think Rich was bad. I thought that was America. Anyway, I appreciate the call, Jeff. Thank you, Larry, when we come back. And we're also going to check in on... A unique growing season in the world of agriculture.
Different.
That's right. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hinton on 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Is it the Verizon issue with 121 million users being subject to having their phone records scrutinized? Is that just the tip of the iceberg? What is on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Around the region, 63 degrees in Bismarck, Mandan on this hour. Dickinson, 59. Williston at 62. Minot, 65. In Jamestown, it's 53. Devil's Lake, 59. Grand Forks, 58. And Fargo, 58 this hour. Larry in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
When are you guys going to wake up? The Marxist Democrats don't give a rip about catching bad guys. They're out to get the conservatives who oppose them and their brand of communism and human misery.
How are they going to get us?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got two air bases, an abandoned ABM site. I expect the gulags to fully be operational within 10 years.
That's a little excessive, isn't it?
Hey, welcome to Barack Obama and the Marxist Democrats, United Socialist States of America. Guys, it's over. United States of America of our youth is dead.
Well, Barack Obama will be long gone.
No, obviously. He won't. You expect him to step down in 2016?
A pesky Constitution mandates that he does.
I hate it when the Constitution gets in the way of things.
Yeah, a pesky
Constitution. They don't give a rip about the Constitution. Look at what they're doing.
I think enough of us do that whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be an extremely bloody revolution, but I fully expect Obama and the Marxist Democrats to bring in foreign troops to put down the insurrection.
All right, Larry, you're wearing me out. Thanks for the call, 800-228-0550. Let's talk about the growing season with someone that knows a little something about it. Dr. Hans Kandel is involved in three major research efforts as a professor of extension agronomy at NDSU. And we can talk a little bit about what this wet late spring will mean for our growers. Actually, it's a late summer by now, isn't it? Hans, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Is your last name pronounced Kandel, like the candle that burns?
Well, whatever you say, I say Kandel, but whatever you say is fine.
Kandel sounds much better, Steve, doesn't it?
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. Hans, what are we looking at this year as far as agriculture? We've talked to a lot of different farmers, a lot of different ranchers. Ranching seems to be okay. It seems to be a little bit of a blessing, all this extra moisture. But from the farming perspective, a lot of people just can't get in the fields. And if they did get some early planting done, it seems like they're drowned out. Is there a big differentiation across the state of North Dakota as far as different areas with all this moisture we've had this spring and now into the summer?
Well, as you mentioned, we have had excess rainfall in a number of locations where we had downpours in excess of inches, and that is, of course, not good for our crop. If I just look at the situation in our region, we are way behind with our normal planting. The the small grains, those are probably more than half done or to the tail end. But some of the crops that are not yet completed is probably the soybeans, the dry edible beans in our region, the sunflower. Some of those crops have not been planted. And, you know, some guys have just a hard time in getting back into the field. And what you mentioned before, if a field was planted and you get excess moisture, those tiny plants, if they are sitting in water, then there is no oxygen in the ground and they do suffer and some of them may die out. The other thing is that we can sometimes get some issues with rot diseases, root diseases, where we get some rot of the seed or of the plant. So if we have too much rain, it is not good. And I think what we worry about right now is a lot of acres have not been planted.
Which crops are more susceptible to all this moisture, and at what point are farmers starting to look at other crops if the seed is available?
Well, if we are looking at the planting window, we are really kind of past the small grains planting time and also the corn. So really the crops that I consider still to be really viable is soybeans, sunflower, dry bean. You know, some farmers have already bought seed and may just go ahead and plant some minor acres, but I think I also hear some farmers are considering shifting to different crops. One question I have had quite a few times this week is, if I have a field that is already fertilized for, like, say, corn with nitrogen, can you still come back with a crop like soybeans, which is a legume crop, which normally fixes its own nitrogen, and typically we do not fertilize? Well, the answer is that the sunflower, the soybean crop is lazy and will use the fertilizer that is applied, but it will not fix a whole lot for its own use. So the crop will use the nitrogen available and can grow a little taller, but it will not translate into a really a yield increase, maybe a bushel or two at the most. So those are questions that farmers are dealing with. What kind of crops are still open to plant? And, you know, soybeans is one of them. And then, of course, the sunflower. I also do a sunflower survey nationally, and including North Dakota. And one of the issues with sunflower is that if you go too fast in your planting, you get too many gaps. And as you kind of think about the sunflower plant, it has one big head on the plant. If you don't have a plant, you don't get ahead. So there is a big loss if you don't get the seed in the ground and evenly distributed. So especially now when we are rushed, farmers may want to plant sunflower a little bit at a speed that is a little bit higher than we normally recommend. We may get some gaps. So there are quite a few issues when we struggle to get the crop into the field.
Is corn the biggest loser this year? I mean, it seems to me, I've heard a story of Cavalier County. They had plans for about 20,000 acres of corn, dialed it back to 5,000, which was last year's acreage, and a new high water mark a year ago for them. So corn is the one that seems to be the casualty of the, you know, the late spring. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I'm not quite sure. If I look at the whole state, we have probably somewhere 85-86% of the corn in that was intended to be planted. So it depends really on the region, but in the state, yes, we are a little bit lower than what farmers were anticipating, but I think still quite a few acres were put in. But I think overall, all crops, you know, that were supposed to be early season crops are lower than what farmers were intending. So all those leftover acres need to go to, you know, a longer season crop that can still be planted. And really the only ones that are left is the soybeans, the dry edible bean, and the sunflower. Although we are approaching also for those crops kind of the tail end of our optimum planting time.
How rare is what's happening? How, you know, what do we have in the way of a recent memory to say, boy, I remember, you know, 6 years ago was about the same thing. But is this pretty rare?
Not really. We only need to go back a few years, and we had is it 2 years ago now, you know, with the heavy flooding around Minot, and a couple of years ago, it was just like 6 million acres of North Dakota agricultural crops were not planted. So, you know, I don't know exactly what we're talking about now. It could be a couple million that we have not planted yet. But, you know, it doesn't need to go very far back in our memory to know that we had some challenging conditions. Last year, of course, was ideal. 2012 was a little bit drier, but 2011 was pretty wet, too.
We're talking with agronomist from the NDSU Extension Service, Hans Candle. If you have any questions for him, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Hans, when you're looking at perfect growing conditions like we had last year, that's not the norm. It rarely happens. When you're looking at growing conditions, which are easier to work with? Too wet like this or too dry like several years ago?
Well, on average, in a drier year, our yields are going to be better. So if you look at last year, the end result for most crops was that we had some fantastic yields. So if you think about the soil is, you know, filled with moisture during the early spring, and so there is a capacity for the roots to go down and tap into that moisture, which happened last year. So in other words, we have a bank of stored moisture in a drier year that the crop can tap into. In the wet conditions, first of all, if you can't plant the crop, we are already behind. Second, we can get some plants that die. We have a lot of drown-out areas. And if you then start averaging out the yields, we typically end up lower. Now, the other aspect in kind of the eastern part of the state is that quite a few farmers are starting to look at managing the water, and we are looking at some tile drainage that is not as applicable to the west, but in the east, quite a few farmers are doing that, and I'm doing also some research where I'm having some control structures in the tile line that we can open or close, and so during the wet conditions as we have them now, I'm opening them so that some of the water can be released. In the drier season, like last year, I close them off. So you can manage in certain fields with subsurface management some of those issues of either too wet or too dry. But again, that is a big investment to do as well.
Dr. Kendall, we had a call earlier from a farmer that was dropping about 300 acres because of the price of canola seed. He was concerned about price gouging and said that the price for canola seed was just out of control. He mentioned it was as well last year. Is that a problem this year, you know?
Well, that can be a problem, but if you are thinking about the yield potential, if you get 2,000-plus pounds of canola as a yield, you can afford to pay for a higher seed cost. So it is going to be really dependent upon, you know, what kind of yield expectation you have. If your seed cost is high and your yield expectation is low, then indeed you cannot afford it. But what happens now is we are at the tail end of our canola season. So anytime you put in canola now, it will probably bloom in July when we have hot conditions, and our yield potential is going to be a lot less than earlier. So if you compare now the prices of the seed versus the yield potential, which is lower, then, you know, you might get some comments like the farmers are talking about high prices. But normally, if the yield potential is good, you know, then you cover some of the seed cost by the higher kind of result at the end of the season.
And Dr. Candell from the NDSU Extension Service, I want to talk a little bit about how it breaks down across the state and then around the region, and if we can hold you over to the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions for Dr. Candell, NDSU Extension Service, I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Licky Homes, inviting you to a Licky Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Licky Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Licky Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Licky Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
As always, there's never enough time to tackle all the topics of the day, but there's always tomorrow, folks. So last segment here of the program we call What's On Your Mind, our guest, Dr. Hans Candel, a professor of extension agronomy at the NDSU Extension Service. His three major research efforts are in investigating the effect of tile drainage on wheat, soybean, corn, and canola production. Also working on a project researching optimizing production practices for soybean production, and also the interaction of dry bean varieties and inoculation nitrogen application and harvest methods. And he has time to talk to us and take your calls, questions, or comments at 800-228-0550. And Tim in Baker, Montana, wanted to weigh in on something we were chatting about earlier. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was out working, and my wife was listening to the program, and she came out and said that about this guy was mentioning about the government doing weather modification testing and about the contrails and stuff, and I looked up, and right now we've got a blue sky, and there are 11 contrails going east to west directly above, stretching from one horizon to the north to the south, you know, looking kind of evenly spaced as far as you could, you know, tell, because it's quite distant. And just exactly what the man said. And going the other direction, there was a jet heading toward the east, and I don't know whether it was military, commercial, what it was, but the contrail was disappearing, and these others were there and spreading out in just lines.
Dr. Kendall, are you familiar with this debate that we had some calls on this previously of folks, you know, concerned about these chemtrails and whether or not they're impacting the weather?
I have not been involved or even aware of the debate.
Yeah, you're just looking in the sky, Tim. Yeah, I'm going to ask Dr. Kendall here if he's aware of this, because there is a debate.
No, I'm not. I'm an agronomist, and this is kind of more a climatology issue, I suppose, so I can't answer that question.
But interesting that you're seeing them, Tim, and appreciate the call.
Thank you again,
because the debate is whether they're being manipulated or whether that's just a natural trail you're seeing. That's we're in, you know. But some folks earlier said, hey, maybe that's one of the reasons we're having such a late spring, and so it's so wet and manipulating the weather. So appreciate the call, Tim, in Baker, Montana. Thanks. Steve, what was your question before the break again for Dr. Kendall?
Dr. Kendall, the question I wanted to ask is, regionally, what are we looking at as far as the moisture situation? It seems like this has been such a broad weather pattern. How's it setting up from Montana or Baker, where our last caller was from, all the way into Minnesota, down into as far as Nebraska? What is the pattern looking like as far as the crops? Are we looking at that widespread of a potential agriculture catastrophe?
First of all, I'm a specialist in North Dakota, so I kind of can address North Dakota. I hear some reports from other colleagues that, you know, it has been a challenge to get the crops in, also in the Corn Belt. But if you look at the whole state of North Dakota, it seems this year that, of course, we have a lot of excess moisture in the west, which is very rare. But all the way through the east of North Dakota, we have heavy rainfall events. We had a couple events close to Fargo, 4 inches. You go north to the Langdon area, where we had some 5-6 inches in certain locations reported. So it has been all the way from the west to the east that we have had excess moisture, and the reports of challenging conditions for agriculture come basically from many of the northern counties, as you know, they have even less heat units than the southern part. It has been a tough time to get those fields dry. So in our case, it is, you know, the whole state has issues.
We heard from one caller earlier, they were hoping for a late fall. That's the boat a lot of farmers are starting to get into across the state of North Dakota, isn't it?
Right. And so if we are, you know, realistic, looking at long term, you know, our frost date at least in Fargo, when you get the first killing frost, is the third week of September. So if you are thinking about crop development, we need to have heat units to push the crop along. So we have been below the average heat units up to now. You know, the law of averages would tell us that we would hopefully warm up at some point and the crop can catch up. But if you are thinking about currently approximately to May to June, if you are looking at corn and you planted corn in time, normally in Dickinson you would have about 300 units for the corn already. We are about 25 behind. In Langdon, they're 50 units behind. In Minot, they are 30 units behind. And we still need close to, you know, in total heat units for a crop to grow in, by September for corn, about 2,100, 2,200, and right now we are right in the 350 units. So we have a long ways to go to get any crop mature. So if we hope for a long fall, we hopefully get the frost late, but that is, you know, one of those factors we have no control over.
We need the sun to shine and get the sun to shine and get the fall to just extend well into the later part of the year. Dr.
That's
Hans Kandel, thank you so much. Mandy Issue Extension Service, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. See you, folks.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.